live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2023. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, the night before we kind of get into the weekend here. Almost made it through another week, so looking forward to this hour because every time Kira Sabin is on, in that hour, it's like sitting down to coffee with an old friend. Because that's exactly what it is. And happy to have Kira on as always. She's going to be in. Focus this morning is going to be a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. All right? How we kind of grow in our mindset, what a mindset is, how do we challenge ourselves, and how do we kind of be better people. Kira Sabin, of course, a life coach for singles, a positive psychology practitioner, and the troop leader of love.
Troop leader now.
A troop leader of love. I like
that. I feel like we just downgraded her because before, wasn't she like the captain of the love boat?
Yeah, she was. Well, she came up with this one. Maybe it's in honor of Girl Scout cookies. I believe, you know what? We'll ask her. I believe she spent about as much time in Girl Scouts as I spent in Boy Scouts, which was not a lot, except we got a shirt. So we'll see. We will ask her when she comes on. Looking forward to Kira Sabin being on the program this hour. And if you want to call in as well, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Number to call in if you want to join in and participate in the program. Let's participate in a little weather forecast for you. If you're in WRCE land in southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center today, it'll be mostly cloudy. Sun will peak out here and there today. A high near 39. So about 10 degrees cooler than it was yesterday, but still not bad at all for the 2nd of March. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 25, and tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy and a high of 39 degrees. Up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, partly sunny for today, later on, at least in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a high of 14. By the way, today, a high of 31 in Wausau. Then for tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 36 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Moving over to beautiful Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio. Partly sunny today at some point. Expect that, a high near 30 degrees. And then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Friday, mostly cloudy, a high of 36 degrees in Amory, Wisconsin. Couple of news headlines for you, what you need to know on this 2nd of March, 2023. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, will get the opportunity today to address the operator of a train that derailed while carrying toxic chemicals to their community nearly 1 month ago. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern to meet with residents to answer questions about long-term health care effects following the wreck. Eli Lilly, one of the biggest players in the U.S. insulin market, announced a series of price cuts yesterday that would cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a pop for many people with diabetes. President Joe Biden had this to say, quote, insulin costs less than $10 to make, but Americans are sometimes forced to pay over $300 for it. It is flat wrong. He called yesterday's news, quote, a big deal. Gas prices. The average cost of a gallon of gas in the U.S. stands at $3.35 a gallon, according to AAA, down from $3.50 a gallon a month ago. That decline led many companies to end fuel surcharges, a move that has been met with mixed reactions. Up in space, SpaceX and NASA launched a fresh crew of astronauts on a mission to the International Space Station early this morning. The mission kicks off a roughly six-month stay in space, where the crews will carry out science experiments and maintain the two-decade-old space station. The Biden administration has approved an estimated $619 million potential arms sale to Taiwan, including hundreds of missiles for F-16 fighter jets, in a move that will likely further inflame already heightened tensions between Washington and Beijing. Alex Murdaugh's defense to deliver closing arguments in his murder trial today. Attorneys will deliver their closing arguments as they seek to raise reasonable doubt whether he killed his wife and son In 2021, this Stranger Than Fiction case has brought national attention and TV documentaries as people following the case await a ruling. And 6.5%, that's the average mortgage rate for a 30-year fixed rate loan. A year ago, it was 3.89%, while rates have been trending downward after hitting 7.08% in November. The current rates are causing home buyers to pull back, even as the home buying season begins to heat up. It's that time of year when you see lots of sale signs, for sale signs go up in houses, people trying to make a buck. So we shall see.
I guess it makes sense because during winter, you're not really wanting to move. And then as soon as it ends, you're like, all right, been cooped up. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's have some the new adventures, as they say. We're going to have a new adventure. It's been a couple of, as the kids say, it's been a minute since Kara Stamen has been on the program. She has been doing one of her wonderful retreats down in Costa Rica. We'll get an update. Also, I'm going to ask her, did she get a picture with a monkey? That's all I asked, remember? I said all I want is a picture with a monkey. We're going to find out what she's been up to. But more importantly, she is going to be talking to us about growth mindset versus fixed mindset. What do you think affects your success and relationships? So not just in a love or a personal relationship, but how about things at work? How about how we talk to people? We've been talking about this issue with Fox News, a revelation that Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, all those folks, Robert Murdoch, they knew that Fox News was telling all these lies, and yet they said them anyway. How do you talk to people? How do we challenge ourselves about our mindset, about things we think? How do we grow as people? Back with Kara Stamen after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Get out your 1980s dancing shoes. It is 10:15 on the Todd Allball Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And that music that pump you up, make you feel better, positivity mode, can only mean one thing. That's right. After much too long, her travels to Central America, Kara Stamen, life coach for singles, positive psychology practitioner, and self-entitled troop leader of love. Kara Stamen is back on the show. Kara, how the heck are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
Better now. Better now that you're here.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm ready for spring. What about you?
Oh, me too. And, you know, I said the other day, you know, the Shamrock Shakes, even though I'm not really much of a McDonald's person anymore, but I still occasionally will get a fillet of fish and a Shamrock Shake. Shamrock Shakes are back, and Girl Scout cookies are back. And maybe is that why you chose Troop Leader of Love? Because you spent a brief time, Girl Scouts or brownies?
I don't know if I ever made Girl Scouts. I definitely did brownies.
Right.
But when I decided I wanted a name, you know, a title, all the other titles were super boring. Yep. So I just thought, you know, this was fun. I like camp. I like, camping and things like that.
But do you camp or do you glamp?
Okay. Let's listen. I don't even glamp at this point. Right. If it's not 4 or 5 stars.
Kara's idea of roughing it is a Motel 6.
That is roughing it. No, I'm kidding.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
I just like nice things, Todd.
Don't we all? And you deserve them, darn it. Troop Leader of Love, Kara Stamen. So a couple of things before we get into issues today. A, you were in Costa Rica. Update us on how your retreat went down there. And also, all I requested was a photo with a monkey. And did you produce that?
I do have... Okay, so first of all, the retreats, I had 2 of them because that's the kind of person. So we had back-to-back retreats. And the villa that we chose actually had monkeys visiting almost every day.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cool thing about Costa Rica and where we are at, there was actually 3 different kinds of monkeys. So
you have multiple monkeys?
Yeah, so there's the howler monkeys, which every morning and dusk go, whoo, whoo. That's like this really loud sound. But then when you see them, they're only about a foot tall. So they sound like a gorilla, but they're actually very cute. And then we have the capuchin monkeys, which is like Ross's monkey on Friends.
Okay, yeah.
Or the one that slaps Ben Stiller in Night at the Museum.
Yes, exactly. That's a capuchin or a white-faced monkey. And then we finally have the squirrel or TT monkeys, which are my favorite. And we had them visit. There was like 30 of them came and visited the villa at once. It was pretty amazing.
What do you call it? You don't call it a flock. Do you call it like a, what do you call a group of monkeys?
I don't know. A barrel?
A barrel of, roll out the barrel. We gotta.
Thank you.
She'll be here all morning, folks. Well, that's great. So on the serious side, you had folks come down and did this retreat, and did you feel good about it? Did people feel refreshed, revived?
Absolutely. I always choose a theme, and the theme was boundaries, which is something I think all of us can consistently work on because. Mm. Life is a little weird. And when we are not, if we don't know and teach people how to treat us, sometimes they don't treat us very well.
True.
Oh, by the way, before we get too far from this topic, I looked up what you call a group of monkeys. It really is a barrel or a troop.
No way.
It's a barrel or a troop.
A barrel or a troop of monkeys? Now, we had a listener actually just text in and said he calls a group of monkeys a problem.
he's anti-monkey.
So it really is a barrel of monkeys. Oh my god.
It is.
Kira,
oh my gosh.
You hit it. You nailed it once again.
My day's done after this. Right? I think it's complete, right? I can just take the day off after just randomly picking that out of my brain.
Oh my gosh, that's great. So you worked on setting boundaries of people so people went home and feel better and could kind of apply that to their lives.
Yeah, we actually had 22 women. So 11 in the first retreat, 11 in the second retreat, from America, Canada, Europe, and we even had somebody from Saudi Arabia.
Wow. Holy cow. A world-class event.
Yeah, and they all had, Costa Rica is a very easy backdrop. So we had what we would call a parrot visiting all day, every day. So that was cool. They fly over in pairs because they partner for life.
Uh-huh.
And so when dusk comes, that's when a lot of the animals start moving again because it's not so hot. Right. And so they would just fly in pairs over us. It's pretty magical. It's pretty magical.
That's amazing. Well, it sounds like a great trip. And congratulations on another successful event. Topic for this morning, as far as our listeners go and what we're talking about, growth mindset versus fixed mindset and how you think this affects your success and also relationships. And I know that, you don't do necessarily a lot of political stuff. And I'm not trying to drag you into it, but I'll simply say one of the ongoing things we've talked about this week is this revelation with Fox News under oath that many of these people like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, even Rupert Murdoch at the top, they knew that Trump lost the election. They knew what they were spewing forth was lies, but they did it anyway. And one of the things that we've been talking about and my colleague Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin, the program that follows ours directly, is talking about how do we talk to family members, friends who are just obsessed with Fox News or kind of drank the Kool-Aid on this, and how do we help them change their mindset? How do we, as people who don't agree with that, how do we change our mindset towards them? So I'm not trying to drag into the political side, but I think what we're talking about today can be applicable to that as well as our love or interpersonal relationships. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing that I want to mention, like you just said, how do we change their mind or how do we work on ourselves? We can't really change people's minds, Todd.
Surprise, surprise.
I want to bring that up that really almost all of the work that I do and almost all the work that they have found in the last, 20 years to do with psychology is really about self-work. But that self-work and you finding your own level of happiness and success is what people look at and go, wow, I want more of that, right? Mm-hmm. So really us just telling our, drunk uncle or whoever who's making comments at the next holiday, that we disagree or that that's not going to change it. But what is going to change it is us taking care of ourselves, knowing ourselves, building ourselves to be a better person, and people take notice of that.
I think that's a really interesting point, Kira, because I know that not always on just politics, but there are other issues, right? There are people that we love and care about, And we think, how can they think this way? I mean, they're not looking at reality. They're being taken down a path by people who don't care about them. And it hurts you, right? It hurts you to watch people you care about be kind of drug into this cultish type of behavior and believe in things that simply aren't true. And you know that's not true. And we want to help them. So are you telling me that it's just like let it go and be a better person and quit trying to help people? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that probably the best way you are going to help anyone is A, first helping yourself and having them see, you know, wow, that person seems happier. That person seems like they're feeling better on a daily basis. But the second part of this, Todd, that we don't talk about enough and you know, we can talk about it in politics or almost anything is when people are really held on to beliefs and mindsets, which is kind of the topic here today, that are not helpful to them, that's a lot of times because they don't feel seen and heard in their lives. Mm-hmm. They don't feel loved. Mm-hmm. They don't feel even liked. Mm-hmm. And when you do, you start isolating yourself. You start getting mad. You start getting bitter. You start pointing fingers. Everybody else is the problem, right? So that is also the part of, you know, when we close ourselves down and refuse to look at information that may go against what we believe. That's called actually confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. Confirmation bias is we only seek out information that confirms what we believe, right? So we ignore information that doesn't go with what we believe, even if it's true, right?
Right.
So, but really, knowing yourself and liking yourself helps open up our mindsets to new ideas. So I don't think that we can tell somebody in our lives, you know, here's the science or here's the research or here's the, what we can do is show them kindness and empathy to what they believe and ask them questions, get them thinking, right? You know, why do you believe this? How do you think that person's going to help you? Right.
Here, I think this is so good, even though this isn't necessarily what we planned on talking about. This is so good because you're so right. I think people, not just in my position, you know, as a radio person, but just our daily relationships. Like, I want to help this person. It's like, if I just tell them the facts loud enough and long enough, they'll get it. But you're right. You're saying they probably have issues that are making them unhappy. And rather than yelling or trying to hammer them over the head, just create a positive influence in their life. Let them see how happy you are. And then kind of just ask them questions and challenge them a little bit. And at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to change their mindset. We can't do it for them.
And I'll tell you this. From the bottom of my heart, I truly believe that the more that we can come to people with kindness, mm-hmm. with listening, you know, with empathy, with, you know, trying to understand, mm-hmm. the more that kind of love and respect and appreciation is going to change more than all the facts and figures in the world.
100%. Man, you're good. You should do this for a living. Oh, wait, you do.
Oh, wait, I do. But I mean, I think that that's, you know, and Todd, I'm always up for these conversations on the air or off because a lot of times we get really focused on facts and figures. Mm. And that's not why people make decisions. It's values. And you cannot talk somebody out of their values. But values can change. Values can grow and evolve. And so the best thing we can do is call people in rather than call them out, because calling them out just makes them more isolated, more angry, and more, you know, blamey towards the rest of the world.
Calling them in instead of calling them out. That is good stuff right there. That's like Oprah good. I love it.
I'm sure it was Oprah or somebody who said it. I am not the first person to say it, but I do like hearing or saying it because it does make sense. At one moment, we have to either decide if I want to help or help this person learn or maybe see things a different way, it's always going to be better when we do it out of kindness rather than I'm right and you're wrong or, you know, you're not looking at these facts.
I think that's great. I think that's great stuff. We got about a minute here before our first break. We'll come back and actually get into the topic we plan to talk about today. But give us kind of the quick 60-second primer. What is the fixed mindset and then what is that versus a growth mindset?
Well, there is an amazing study, and I want to say that as people listen to this and go, wow, I never knew that. That's because this is new psychology. Mm-hmm. So this is in just the last like 10 to 15 years, an amazing woman named Carol Dweck. She's a Stanford psychologist, did a ton of research on why people succeed, why people achieve things, and kind of why they don't. And she wrote a book called Mindset, the New Psychology of Success. And really what she found out is just a teaser is the way we think, just whether it's, you know, closed or open, actually determines a ton about happiness, success, relationships, and love.
Kira Sabin, life coach for singles, positive psychology practitioner, and troop leader of love. We'll continue with our conversation in a moment. This is the Todd Alball Show on Civic Media.
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift a damn thing. It's full of charms.
Welcome back to the Todd Alball Show. It is 10:33 on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about love and relationships this morning with Kira Sabin, life coach for singles, positivity, psychology practitioner, troop leader of love. And a little bit ago on the program, Kira, talking about her trip to Costa Rica for her conference last month, nailed it, calling a group of monkeys a barrel. And she was right. Mr. Zomers confirmed it. Kira, you'll appreciate this. One of our longtime listeners and good friends, Jeff Perry, tweeted in. He said, by the way, a group of barrels is called a Kira. So there you go. Jeff always on top of things. So,
oh, that makes me happy.
Does it? No, that's fantastic.
It just feels like old home week every time we do one of these.
Right, exactly. People get a taste of the RC. This is why, as our longtime friend Rob Wheat likes to say, you know, Richland Center is kind of like Kevin Bacon. There's 6 degrees of separate. There's going to be some connection to Richland Center somewhere along the way. Either you know somebody from there, there's a connection somehow, it all comes together, just like Kevin Bacon.
Just like John's IGA, all roads lead to Richland Center, right?
Exactly right. There is no IGA. There's no actual grocery store in Richland Center anymore.
I know. But do you remember that ad when we were growing up all the time on the radio?
I know.
All roads lead to John's IGA. And, you know, I regularly say, listen, all roads lead to Richland Center. Somehow somebody comes back to Richland Center somehow.
You're good. If you haven't been there, you got to go. You got to experience the footbridge. You got to experience the Warehouse Museum by Frank Lloyd Wright. Go to the Dario and get a something or other, as Kara likes to do.
That's true. All right. I mean, Lick-A-Maid. I haven't had one of those since I was 10, but yeah.
All right. Getting into the topic of this morning, Kara was kind of teasing us here that the topic is fixed mindset, and then what is that versus growth mindset, and why does it matter? Continue on, if you'd be so very kind.
So, a fixed mindset, what Carol Dweck learned was many people, in fact, I would say the majority of people, have been taught and grew up believing that their qualities, their intelligence, or their talent are fixed traits, right? Mm. Therefore, they cannot change, grow, or evolve. Mm. And they believe that kind of their intelligence or their smarts are just there and fixed versus working on or developing to improve them. Where people with a growth mindset believe that all things are changeable and you can get smarter, you can get better at what you do. There's nothing that we can't kind of try to do better. I'm not maybe doing this as the best, but they have this underlying belief that their learning and intelligence can grow with time and experience.
So what is
and
that?
When,
go ahead.
Yeah, no. And when they believe they can become smarter, they realize that the effort has an effect on their success, and it leads to higher achievement.
So you probably answered the question, but why does it matter for having a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset? It just probably makes a better person overall over time.
Right, because some of like what are the benefits of a growth mindset? You're not as scared to try new things because you believe that, you know, your effort is worthwhile versus failing and then thinking, I guess I just suck at that, right? You know, you can recover quickly or more quickly from difficulties or mistakes. You're more excited about challenges. It builds self-awareness. You're more motivated to finish new things. This really goes hand in hand with intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation that we talked about a couple times ago.
Yep.
It builds confidence, and we're more inspired by other people rather than threatened or jealous of other people, right? So, because we believe we can all get better versus that person has something and I'm stuck over here with nothing.
So if we're a fixed mindset person or if we're a growth mindset person, is this something that's kind of like just in our DNA, or is this something that's learned behavior, observational behavior? Kind of where does it come from?
Well, let me tell you this, and it's so interesting because when I found out about it, I was like, what? But it actually comes from one word in our childhood that starts with a P. We're going to come to the quiz portion of my time with you, Todd and Aaron. What do you guys think one word that starts with a P from our childhood would have to do what with whether our mindset is fixed or growth?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Word of the P from childhood.
I can think of other words. But...
Prenatal? We're still in the womb? I don't know.
Well, I can't believe you guys aren't coming up with like parents or things like that. Oh. But it's actually praise. What really? Carol Dweck found out is how we praise children will grow either a growth or fixed mindset. And so they didn't know this, Todd, when we were being raised. So we all mostly have fixed mindsets.
Yeah, I was thinking of a specific praise. I was thinking like the word smart, like telling your kid they're smart versus saying, oh, you did a good job solving that problem.
Perfect. So that's exactly the story. So what she did was she took a bunch of kindergartners and she gave them a very, very simple quiz, something that all of them could easily do. And then afterwards, they pulled half the kids to the side and said, oh, my goodness, look at you. You got an A. You're so smart. Look how intelligent you are. Mm-hmm. And then they took the other group of kids and they said, look at how hard you worked. Look at the effort you put in. You know, way to go.
All right.
And then when they gave them another test that was much harder, right? It was something that most of them were not going to know. Guess what happened? Any ideas?
The kids that were told, you know, look how hard you worked did better than the ones that said how smart you are? I don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the kids who were told, you know, way to put in the effort, way to try hard, they looked at the test and were like, well, I guess I just have to study harder or try harder. Where the kids who had the fixed mindset and were told how smart they were started crying, ripped up the test.
Really?
Refused to do it. Because what it did was if now they had something that they couldn't do, that meant they weren't smart, which isn't true at all.
Wow.
But that's what we learn when we're kids, and it's crazy how it still applies today. So
that's fascinating. That's really cool.
I know. I think it's super fascinating too. So really, for parents or people who are grandparents or aunt and uncles that are listening to this, one of the greatest things that you can do for your kids, and they're teaching this in the education system, is complimenting their effort, complimenting the time they put in, complimenting them trying versus you're so smart, you're so pretty, you're so good at math. So it just helps them learn this is about effort, not about some kind of just talent or ability that you were born with.
Wow.
And that translates into so much more achievable success and better relationships in the future.
So what about us folks that, as you said, there's a kind of new psychology, new information here. People who, you know, are not of, you know, in a single digit age, 8, 9, 10, 11, of those of us who are significantly older, how can we kind of benefit on working towards a growth mindset? First of all, I guess, are we able to change from a set to a growth mindset? And then how do we do that?
First of all, absolutely. One of the most exciting things that they have found out in the last 20 years is something called neuroplasticity. So we grew up with this idea like, an old dog can't learn new tricks. And that's actually not true at all. Our brain is constantly changing. Our brain is actually able to create new pathways every single day. And when we work on a new habit like growth mindset, it can start showing up on MRIs within 2 to 3 weeks. It's really fascinating. We can fully, no matter our age, work on something new, become, I mean, you know, we occasionally see on Instagram or Facebook, like somebody took up running in their 70s, right, somebody right. who, you know, it's believing that even if you haven't learned it before or done it before, you still have the ability to do it. So one of the things for me is I'm always like, I suck at math. That's a fixed mindset for me. And when I step back, I'm like, you know what? I'm more not interested in math, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'm overly excited about to learn. It's not something that I use a lot in my life. But I know that if I actually put some true time and effort in, I could become better at math. So the easiest way to change is when we hear ourselves saying something like, man, I'm bad at this, or I'm bad at love, or I'm bad at friendships, or whatever. We just add the word yet. So I'm not good at relationships yet. I'm not good at this yet. That one little word actually really challenges our brain. Our brain is genius and not that smart all in the exact same moment. So we can trick it pretty easily. So when we say something like, I'm not good at this yet, it lets our brain know we're not done, right? So it can start creating a new pathway. And it's just a very simple hack, but also just be aware of what you think that you're not good at that maybe you just haven't worked on. And the other problem with fixed mindsets is we don't want to work on them because we don't want anything to push back on us thinking that we might not be as smart as we are or as talented as we are. So that really holds us back because anything for myself, Todd, like I hold a lot of worth in my intelligence. So for a long time, I didn't want to do anything that questioned that intelligence. But now I realize that something I stink at in the beginning, I can get better at. I can grow and I can evolve and I can learn new skills at 50 years old or at 49. That has changed the way I see the world.
That's really good. Because I just using that one word, yet, it does change everything, right? Because I mean, it's like, okay, well, I'm not there yet. I can be. I'm going to be. It gives you like a little bit of an out because I find myself in just everyday life activities I'm not particularly good at, or I get down to myself or a situation. I'm like, oh, it's never going to change or whatever. But like, you're right. Adding that in, that just that simple word, yet, it gives you a little bit of hope. It's so simple, but very, very changes the mindset.
It does. And like I said, our brains are more kind of hackable than we think that they are. Things like adding the word yet, things like just recognizing, man, am I not good at that? Or have I really just never tried? Right. Or was I never taught this? And, you know, I talk about that all day in dating and relationships. People think they're broken. People think that they're bad at love, when really they just never learned the skills and knowledge of healthy relationships. And once you learn that, it gets a lot easier.
So what, so like here, I'll just use myself. So like, I like trying new things. Like I like traveling. I like, you know, going new places and doing some things like that. I like to be kind of, you know, doing new things that way. But I also am someone who doesn't like change, like in my daily life. I like to come to work. I like to you know, kind of the daily habits. I like to the people, I like the same people I work with. I don't like a lot of change in my daily habits. So what's the difference between those two things? Or is there a difference?
I think what you're describing is structure, which helps us stay safe. It helps us, stay focused. It helps us clarify what we're doing with our day. But that doesn't necessarily have to do with us going after a new skill, us going after something we've never done before, us going into a new relationship, right? Like you can have structure, which for a lot of people, especially people like you and I with ADHD, is a very good thing, but that doesn't mean you can't have growth towards what you're working on. You know, my guess is, Todd, is that when you started out in radio, I remember you were in high school, right? You are not the same person, right? You have learned a lot more. That is a skill that you built. But a lot of people look at that and just go, well, he's just good at radio and I'm not, right? But that's not true. This is something that you've developed over years and years and years. Same with me. People occasionally are like, wow, you know a lot about this. I'm like, I've been doing it for 15 years. I better know a lot about this at this point, right? Like after 15 years, it's not that I automatically knew this knowledge. I've studied and I've researched and I've coached and I've spent my days understanding positive psychology and love and why it works for some and not others. And, you know, so, and I've learned.
So really quickly, like for me, I, you know, Republican for 30 years, ended up leaving the party in, you know, in 2011, was part of the United Methodist Church for a long time, like I know you were as well at a time as well. And I left the United Methodist, I'm still a person of faith, I just didn't like the demagoguery of the United Methodist Church, and I left the Republican Party because, you know, I like democracy. But I mean, you know, those were things that a lot of people that, you know, when you knew me, you thought, well, Todd will never leave the Republican Party. So I want to, when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, what is that kind of, not just me, but for other people as well, is that challenging, like, our values, or how is that growth, and then what hacks you have to make us be a better growth mindset people. Back with Kara Sabin after this. This is the Todd Allbolt Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can sing me anything.
What's happening here?
Welcome back to the Todd Allbolt Show. It is 10:50.
Right, that's
10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we'll have Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere, and with As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned for that. Going to be a great program with Kristen and Jane on As Goes Wisconsin. Right now, finishing up a great program today with Kara Sabin, life coach for singles, positive psychology practitioner, and troop leader of love. If you want to learn more about Kara and listen to her daily podcast, Reinventing Dating Daily, on your favorite podcast platform, or head over to relationship-quotient.com. To find out more. That's relationship-quotient.com to find out more about Kara Sabin. Before we go any further, Kara, I just want to give you a chance to talk about, you have an upcoming event online that people enjoy our conversations on a bi-weekly basis. They can actually to participate in this event. And for your services, I mean, you're a professional and you charge what you're worth. This is a very affordable, I think, for almost anybody to get a taste of what you can do to help them out. It's $39. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Yeah, absolutely. So I run an event called Love Reset, and I run it every year. And it first was a live event, and then with COVID became a virtual event, and I've just kept it that way because I love it. But it's really the foundational knowledge and skills that we never learned, like really digging into what love is, a little bit of what we talked about last time. We talk about how to spot available people in real life, and red and yellow and green flags. We talk about a lot of just core foundational information that we never learned. So like the five, you probably didn't even know this. There are actually five stages to a relationship, and most of us don't make it past number two.
I did not know that, but it is not a surprise.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of knowledge that they've, you know, created.
Just to be clear, getting past stage number two is different than getting to second base, correct? Two very different things.
Two very, very different things, Todd. Thank you for that clarification. But there's a lot of science and psychology that they've found since we were kids, right? But most of us don't know. So I really call myself at this point, you know, a relationship and dating educator. So it's aimed towards singles, but it's for everybody. It's $39. Anybody over 18, it's for women and for men, for just people who want to learn more about just like the basic skills and knowledge that you never learned because they didn't teach it. A lot of times, and it's not even like our teacher's fault, because I love teachers because my parents are teachers and your sister's a teacher. Yeah, but because they didn't know it at the time. So we have a lot of new information that's helpful. And honestly, most people don't know it, but you can learn it. And that's part of a growth mindset.
That's awesome. So again, if you want to be a part of the Love Reset, a great program for both men and women, anybody 18 and over, you can do it online. It only costs you $39. That's just, you know, it's a couple of meals these days at Culver's. I mean,
no kidding.
You know, but,
no kidding.
Love Reset, just go to Love Reset Event, all one word, lovereset.com. You can sign up with Kara Sabin for $39. I want to get to, I kind of teased this right before the break a little bit. I talked about just, you know, very quickly, my personal journey. My life was very involved in United Methodist Church. I'm still a person of faith. I left the church, the denomination, because I didn't like the dogma, and was Republican for years, left because you know, I like democracy and didn't want to be a part of something that was trying to prohibit people from their constitutional right to vote, amongst other reasons. I had to challenge myself. You and I had a pastor in the United Methodist Church back in the day, Sarah Chaney, who was, I think, well ahead of her time and a progressive ahead of her time, who taught me to ask questions about my faith, but also about all my beliefs, because ultimately it would make me a better person and a stronger person because of that. Is that an example of a growth mindset?
100%. Because any time that we can step back and not look at, once again, our biases, our cognitive biases, and say, wait, is what I actually believe true? Is what I actually believe still true? Like, maybe it was true when we were younger and it's not anymore, right? Whenever we can like step back and question who we are, what we believe and what we value, that is a growth mindset. When we hold so fierce and tightly onto our beliefs and our mindsets without room to grow, we don't. And we get, you know, stuck into relationships that we don't like and jobs we don't like. And we don't really have a ton of forward movement. And this small hack, once again, adding in a growth mindset, can get you into better jobs. It can get you into better relationships, because you just know that you can learn and you can grow and you can change. And I feel like we were not taught that. We were taught like kind of who you are and what you got is who you are and what you have.
And let me just add, when you do that, speaking from experience, it ain't all, you know, applesauce and candy canes. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to step back and say something I've been a part of or something I've been doing for years and put my blood, sweat, and tears in. It's just, you know, it isn't what I thought it was, or it's changed, and you feel like, why did I do it? It's not easy. It's not easy to go through those growth things. It can be difficult, but I think that we're better people when we get on the other side.
You know, one of the phrases I love to hear is, you choose your hard. It's hard to change, but a lot of times it's harder to stay stuck. You know, it's hard to question things that aren't working for us anymore, but it's harder to stay in a cycle of things that aren't working for us anymore, right? Like, all of it's a little bit hard. Life's a little bit hard, but I do fully believe that the more we like ourselves, the more we can kind of build in some really solid, like, skills, like self-care and things like that, it does feel a little bit easier.
So a couple of minutes left, Kira. Let's give people some life hacks, some easy hacks on how everyone could be and work on their growth mindset.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, adding the word yet, also, there's some different great works of just kind of challenging some of your ideas. You know, if you ever feel that, like, you know, little knot in your stomach when somebody says something that you don't agree with, ask yourself better questions. I am always saying that to my clients, ask better questions of yourself and other people. You know, find out, well, wait, do I actually believe that? Is that something that my parents handed down to me that doesn't really make sense in my life anymore? Sometimes when we are not mindful in our lives, we just kind of push through the days and we stop paying attention to what's around us. We do the same things again and again. We hang out with the same people again and again, and there's no growth. Now, everybody has a different concept of what their life is, but I believe we're here to learn. I believe we're here to continue to make ourselves better people, just so we can have better lives, selfishly, so that it doesn't suck as much.
Exactly. I agree. 30 seconds. Any other quick hack?
Get yourself into a fantastic relationship. That's still the number one thing for a healthy life.
And if you want to get into a better relationship, check out Kira's Love Reset event. It's lovereset.com. Coming up. What is it coming up, Kira?
March 18th and 19th. It's a weekend. 18th.
And 19th, a love reset event.com, $39. You can also learn more about Kira on her daily podcast, Reinventing Daily Dating. Do not miss it. Check it out. It'll make you feel better. Head on over to relationship-quotient.com. Kira Sabin, life singles coach and troop leader of love. Thank you, my friend. Have a great day. We appreciate all of you for listening as well. Back tomorrow. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.